Monday this morning, this week, Sydney Opera House announced the lineup for the 5th annual Antidote Festival. With the turbulent times we're living through, the festival creates space for inspiring conversations on ideas, action and change. This year's theme ranges from solutions for the climate crisis, the myth of the fair go in Australia, to the quest for meaning in a post-truth age. And here to talk to us is head of Sydney Opera House's House Talks and Ideas and Antidote Festival Director Edwina Throsby. How are you, Edwina?
I'm really well, Tracy. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
So, my pleasure.
Thank you. So just to start it all off, could you give us a little bit of a background about what Antidote Festival is for any of our listeners who haven't really been familiar with it before?
Antidote is an annual festival at Sydney Opera House. It's one of our major festivals, along with All About Women, which is the other one, one of our really major talk festivals. And really what Antidote looks to do is engage constructively with the problems that we all face across the world in ways that are forward-facing and productive and solutions-focused and hopefully ultimately optimistic, because I think it's incredibly easy to get overwhelmed by everything that's going on in the
world. Very true. And quite cynical as well. It can be really easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is exactly right, you know, and there's a huge sense when you kind of, you know, look at the sheer weight of everything that we're facing, just to kind of feel like you just can't do anything. You know, what's the point of even trying, because it's all just too big and too awful. So the purpose of the festival is to provide the antidote for that kind of feeling by making you realise that there are brilliant minds around the world and in this country who are engaging every single day with these ideas at the best and most, like, research-based, smartest, most incredibly sort of rigorous level, and they're looking for solutions. And so hearing these people speak is fantastically inspiring and important. And also just like recognizing when you, like, you know, realize that there are hundreds and thousands of other people, you know, hundreds of, if not thousands of other people at the festival who have the same concerns and are coming along to hear the same thing. So sort of reminds you that you're part of a community. So it's like an antidote for those feelings of overwhelm and despondency and despair that I think are quite easy to tip into at the moment.
For sure. That sounds amazing. And could you share some of the highlights from this year's lineup that people have to look forward to?
Oh, so many. I mean, it's really, really hard for me to pick a favourite. But we have some really incredible international thinkers joining us via video link from their homes overseas. I'm really interested to hear what Afua Hirsch is going to say.
Oh, wow.
She's not somebody who's incredibly well known to Australian audiences, but she's a Ghanaian, Norwegian, British writer and thinker and essayist. And she writes a lot for The Guardian and places like that. Mm-hmm. And she has written an awful lot about the kind of long-term legacy of the British Empire. And I think that's really interesting for Australians. And this sort of started for me when I was looking at how obsessed we all are with, like, Meghan and Harry.
Yeah.
And then, like, Prince Philip dies, and it's like, I mean, you know, it's very sad, but it's like the front page of our newspapers every single day.
Yeah, it was very overwhelming.
Like, seriously, what is this obsession, you know? Like, and at the same time, we have our First Nations people that are dealing with the ongoing consequences of colonialism,
of
you know, the dispossession and the cultural theft and all of that kind of stuff. So she has an awful lot to say about this, coming from the point of view of a woman of colour who lives in Britain but has sort of mixed race parentage and has researched and thought about this issue really, 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 really carefully. So I'm looking forward to that one. At a local level, I'm really looking forward to the conversation about inequality in Australia between Veronica Gorrie and Bree Lee and Rick Morton. You know, they've all written quite similar books. They've all written books on this sort of theme, you know, this kind of idea that through complete accidents of birth, Australians are denied access to things that a lot of other Australians just take for granted.
Of course.
And you know, I think that what they're going to talk about coming together in a conversation with Laura Murphy-Yates is going to be fantastic. There's an awful lot going on that I love.
Sounds like really enlightening stuff that you've got planned for this awesome festival. Antidote sounds like, from what you've described of it, very much a spot-on name for the festival, because I can really commiserate with what the feeling of an utter lack of control, and I suppose powerlessness that you have when you're smacked in the face every day with the news of like what is going wrong and what we have to look forward to in the future if things don't change, and seeing that nothing day to day is in the very face of what we can see every day is not changing can be really disheartening. So it sounds amazing.
Look, I'm not going to lie, Tracy. There's been days in the past week where I've just been like, oh, God, again.
Yeah. I really understand how you feel. And, you know, as we know, the lockdowns have majorly impacted the arts around Australia, as well as, a multitude of different things. But do you think that these new ways of sharing the arts first of all, the festival will be live streamed digitally from the Opera House this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so how has that been navigating the COVID-19 restrictions and sort of like trying to find this whole new way of being able to do it?
Well, look, happily, we've kind of been down this path before because in 2020, when this all sort of hit the first time, our digital programming team got incredibly busy, led by Stuart Buchanan, got incredibly busy and figured out how we could do these kinds of From the Opera House live stream broadcasts. So we had an incredibly successful program last year called From Our House to Yours, which got seen by like more than a million people around the world. I mean, it was crazy successful. And it just demonstrated that particularly in these lockdown times, people are desperate to actually engage with this kind of stuff, you know, this sort of artistic content. So we've actually got a really, really efficient model that we developed and honed over the course of last year. So you know, it's actually, you know, really, really COVID safe. We've done it a bunch of times last year, like dozens and dozens and dozens of times last year. People can go in. We've got incredibly rigorous protocols. Mm. And it just means that, you know, rather than, you know, going to one of these events and feeling like you're just in another Zoom meeting, which honestly, like, I think I just want to drink poison rather than sit in another Zoom meeting. So rather than going and feeling like you're doing that, you actually go and you get to sort of have a sense of being in an audience. You know, you're looking at people that are on the stage here and that are like, you know, together, and they're having a different conversation as well, because you do have a different conversation when you're face to face as opposed to when you're when it's mediated by Zoom or one of those platforms.
Yeah. And would you say that since it's been such a success and you guys have sort of really ironed out any of the creases in the plan of trying to navigate COVID life. Sorry. No, you're fine. No worries. Do you think that live streaming, since you said it's been such a success, could potentially be here to stay post a COVID world, I suppose?
Look, I think that there's a huge amount of benefit for a sort of hybrid model. So, you know, let's be hopeful and let's imagine that we get out of lockdown at some point. And hopefully, frankly, in time for antidotal, because that's looking less and less likely as you know, every day passes. But what I'd be really, really hopeful for is that going on, all of our festivals offer people who are in Sydney, who have the ability to come to the Opera House, to be able to come and enjoy the in-theatre experience, because a lot of people just really think that that experience can't be beaten. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, if we do continue to go out online, then people who aren't in Sydney or might have accessibility requirements that make it more difficult for them to access the theatres or any of those things can still enjoy the festivals and also be part of the conversation. You know, I mean, we offer people wherever they are the opportunity to ask questions via digital platforms. And so, you know, people can still be part of a really interactive festival wherever they are. And we hope to continue to be able to offer that to festival goers into the future.
Of course. And what kind of conversations would you like to see extend beyond the festival? And what could the audience expect to get out of this year's festival?
Well, one of the things that I've tried to do with this year's program is to put brilliant minds together that have things to talk about but might not might not have those conversations organically. So, like, for example, Yanis Varoufakis, who was the former finance minister of Greece and who was incredibly active in sort of dealing with the sort of post-GFC austerity measure sort of policy as an economist. And I've put him in a conversation with Scott Ludlam, who's a former Green senator from Australia, who's also really engaged with, like, how to make a sort of better future that is economically viable and fair and equitable, but also acknowledges the rate of climate change and addresses that. Mm. Now, as far as I know, they've never spoken publicly before, but that's a conversation that they're going to start at the Opera House at Antidote. And it would be fantastic if people were inspired by that and went on to continue to have those conversations amongst themselves. But really, just circling back to what I said when I started, what I'm really, really, really hoping for is that people will spend the day at Antidote and at the end of it just feel a little more hopeful for the future.
Wow, that sounds really, really like something that we all really need at the moment. So thank you so much, Edwina. It sounds like such an amazing event. I will definitely be looking into getting a ticket. So thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
I hope to see you either online or in person, depending on how things go.
One way or the other. I'll send you a text, don't worry.
Okay, thanks,
thank you so much.
Bye.